T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Two very young bandits at work in Northeast Wichita. We've got the story.
Bill Cosby convicted for sexual assault. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
National LGBT advocates express their opposition to a Kansas adoption bill. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 69 degrees for the high in Wichita. Today should be quite a bit warmer. Our full forecast and what to expect this weekend is on the way.
Gay rights advocates from across the country arrived at the Kansas Capitol to oppose an adoption bill that they see as a civil rights setback.
The proposal would prevent the state from withholding grants or contracts to faith-based agencies that refuse to place children into homes that violate their religious beliefs. The measure needs approval in the House after passing the Senate. Supporters say the proposal helps secure the rights of the agencies themselves. The foster care system is overloaded, and those protections are needed to ensure faith-based agencies remain in service. Critics, however, contend the bill would allow religious agencies to freely discriminate against same-sex Kansas residents looking to adopt. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two young suspects wearing hoodies robbed a gas station in Northeast Wichita. Police Officer Paul Cruz says it happened Wednesday night at the Presto at 13th and Oliver.
First suspect is a black male, and believed to be 15 years old. 5'2", 120 pounds. He was last seen wearing a black hoodie, tan pants. He was also armed with a handgun. The second suspect is believed to be a black male and is believed to be about 12 years old.
The suspect with the gun pointed it at the employee, and the suspects ran away with cash.
Comedian Bill Cosby is facing as much as 30 years in prison after being convicted for sexual assault. Fox's Brian Yenis was outside the courthouse where Cosby heard his verdict in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. That was the verdict after 14 hours of deliberation from this jury made up of 7 men and 5 women. The comic legend, the 80-year-old comic legend known for playing on Bill Cosby, is now a convicted felon, accused and charged now of sexually assaulting Andrea Constant at his home back in 2004. He left the court with a smile on his face as though he was acquitted. He put his hand up in the air as the crowds were going around and he ran back into his car. He is now on house arrest, released on $1 million bail. The judge taking away his passport, though, to make sure he does not flee.
Cosby is expected to appeal.
In a unique moment in history, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has met South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two leaders met at the demilitarized zone that divides the two Koreas. Fox's Greg Palcott reports from Seoul.
At a vast oval conference table, North and South leaders face to face, sitting across from each other. South Korean government insiders tell me that while much has been agreed on today about inter-Korean relations, there is still work to be done to see how far Kim is willing to go in his so-called commitment to denuclearization. After the last year of missiles and nukes coming from the North, this, of course, is a big concern of the United States. The White House going on to say that it is looking forward to more discussions leading up to their own summit with Kim Jong-un and President Trump.
President Trump expected to meet Kim Jong-un sometime in May or June.
Kansas' third largest school district is reviewing complaints that administrators infringed on students' freedom of speech during a national classroom walkout to protest gun violence, including taking away student photographers' cameras. We get more from Kansas Information Network's Jim West.
The Kansas City Star reports that issues arose Friday at the Shawnee Mission North High School and Hocker Grove Middle School. Students said they were censored, and Shawnee Mission North junior Grace Altenhoffen told board members at a meeting Monday that an administrator told student photographers they weren't allowed to cover the event because the administrator didn't approve of the subject matter. Shawnee Mission School District Interim Superintendent Kenny Southwick said he would take personal responsibility for some of the things that happened. The American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas says it has received numerous complaints and is investigating.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Chiefs have draft picks coming up the next couple of days, and the Shocker baseball team is on the road in sunny Florida. We'll have previews coming up in sports.
Arizona and Colorado teachers demonstrating for a second day. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Arizona and Colorado teachers plan to don red shirts and descend upon their respective capitals for a second day in a growing educator uprising. Educators in both states want more classroom resources and have received offers either for increased school funding or pay, but they say the money isn't guaranteed and the efforts don't go far enough. The walkouts are the latest in demonstrations that spread from West Virginia, Oklahoma, and Kentucky.
A judge in Arkansas has blocked the state's newest voter ID law.
A new voter law in Arkansas was supposed to require voters to show photo ID before they can hit the ballot box. But Pulaski County Judge Alice Gray has blocked that new law from taking effect, and she did it less than a month before the state's primary in May. Gray called the photo ID an unconstitutional attempt to impose additional requirements to vote. And this law is nearly identical to a measure the state legislature passed 4 years ago, but the state Supreme Court ruled that law also violated the Arkansas Constitution by adding a new requirement in order to vote. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Investigators say they used genealogical websites to crack open the cold case of the Golden State Killer.
You know those websites that let you trace your ancestry using your DNA? The Sacramento County District Attorney's Office says that's how investigators were able to bring down Golden State Killer suspect Joseph James D'Angelo. They say they used DNA from a crime scene years ago and ran it on family history websites, and they found a match in one of D'Angelo's relatives. They then set up surveillance in the suspect's neighborhood. There, they were able to get what they call discarded DNA material and used it to see if it was a match. Prosecutors say it was. The DNA testing services 23andMe and Ancestry.com have both denied any involvement in the investigation. Mike Cantor, Fox News.
The seeds of change are sown as Michigan voters plan to cast ballots on recreational marijuana.
Michigan could become the first state in the Midwest to greenlight recreational pot use following a statewide petition. The budding ballot measure getting approval and will now go before voters this November. It would allow those 21 and older to possess up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana. The only buzzkill for pot users is a 10% weed tax on top of a 6% state sales tax. Well, Michigan legalized medical marijuana back in 2008, and if this measure passes, it would become the 10th state to allow pot use recreationally. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The gasoline prices in Wichita, it's very strange this week because we jumped up to $2.59 a gallon, and that was back on Tuesday into Wednesday. Now we're already back down to almost where we were. I've seen some fairly low prices out there. 55th and Broadway, $2.47 there. 47th Street South. And hydraulic, $2.47. So gasoline prices coming down. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, good morning and happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yeah, man.
I love it. Yeah, and we've got some great weather today, too. We just have the chill this morning. You have a temperature out at the airport at 42, clear skies. Winds are light from the northwest at 7 miles per hour, and those light winds will carry us into the afternoon. You give us some sunshine, temperatures will boost up and jump into the 70s. I'm calling for a high of 74 today in Wichita. More the same as we go through Saturday and Sunday. Sunday's going to be the day when we actually feel some more wind. Your typical Kansas wind will follow with that, gusts up to 40 miles per hour, but we are really cruising into a gorgeous weekend. You can give me sunny skies and light winds in Kansas. Ha! Can't beat it.
Yeah, and everything's greening up, so that means we're going to have the lawnmower's cranking up tomorrow.
I've
got to do that. It's fun. I enjoy doing that. But that and people are going to be cooking out, I think. It's going to be a terrific weekend.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, so all things outside the next several days. So you got the right idea. You're going to rev up the lawnmower, fire up the grill, too. So it's going to be a good weekend for that.
So what are you going to do? Just stay inside and play video games? What are you going to do with your time?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of like my undercover hobby. I don't like talking with people.
Well, you know,
it's just a stretch to even talk to you right now.
Well, no. You go to the store and you wear a big scarf over your face and, you know, right? Is that it?
Yeah, I try to attract as much attention to possible by doing the scarf, the hat, the crazy hats and stuff like that, you know.
Well, I'm sure when you're out like that, the public but just won't leave you alone, Laura. They just want to talk about the weather with you, right?
And that's usually the first question. So I start charging now. I'm up to $5 every time that question
really?
Gets asked
now
to me. I'm kind of steep.
That's a great idea.
I know. I'm going to be a millionaire quick. Come on.
I wish you luck with that one. That ought to work.
Thanks. I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. And yes, it is going to be a terrific weekend. Now partly cloudy. 42 degrees. We have a west wind at 8 miles per hour. And this morning here with Steve and Ted, we answer the question that I know many of you were probably up all night, maybe the past couple of nights. Worrying about, thinking about, ruminating about, and that is the new prince's name. Britain's Royal Palace says the infant son of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge has been named Louis Arthur Charles.
Little Lou.
Little Lou. Or Louis. The palace said that the baby's full title is His Royal Highness, Princess Louis of Cambridge.
His Royal Highness. Okay.
The Royal Highness will be covered with baby poop.
Yeah.
William and Kate's third child, born Monday, a brother to 4-year-old Prince George and Princess Charlotte, who is almost 3. Louis is 5th in line to the throne after his grandfather, Prince Charles, his father, and other siblings. So Louis will probably never be king, but you never know, huh? What do you think of that name, Ted? Louis Arthur Charles.
Fine. It's a little bit French for British taste,
thinking,
King Louis, Prince Louis.
I guess they just don't want to have much fun with those the names of the royals. You know, it's come up something.
No, we never see Larry.
Well,
somebody with a strange
curly.
As somebody with a strange out there name, I can say that I am glad that they picked a traditional name and that they spelled it right. Because a lot of people don't do that anymore, it's important that you do.
Opened up that can of worms with Jad. Okay. A group of servers at a Twin Peaks in Illinois were graded on their bodies before shifts and were forced to wear lingerie so revealing that police issued citations for indecent exposure, according to a complaint filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The former servers at the Lodge-style restaurant in Orland Park detailed their claims to the Chicago Tribune, alleging that part of the job description to be a genuine Twin Peaks girl mandated that they sign a form stating that the essence of the role is based on female sex appeal. Okay.
Is this news?
Yeah, it is, because, I don't know, they're filing suit. The ex-employees, 2 female bartenders and a male busboy. How did he get in there? The male busboy was supposed to wear lingerie?
No, I don't think
Anyway, they claim the restaurants violated the Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, protecting against sex discrimination and harassment. So I guess I've never been into...
good luck with this lawsuit.
Never been to a Twin Peaks, but I would think that part
Yeah, thanks for coming by to the locker room show, by the way.
Well, you know.
I've been there 80 times the last 2 years.
Where do you do that?
Once.
Where do you do that? Is it somewhere local that you do that show?
That would be Twin Peaks,
right,
which I've mentioned at least 200 times on the air. And you've
Do
you even listen to anything I say?
I do. But do you know that my wife will not let me go in there? She would let me, but then I would hear about it for the next 40 years, okay? You don't understand this marriage stuff, do you?
It's an eating establishment.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, you're not married to a Greek woman who is somewhat suspicious of everything you do.
Wow.
They're filing suit, so there you go.
Yeah, good luck with that lawsuit.
It may
the
work.
The folks
may
at Hooters went through this same thing 15 years ago.
Right.
Nothing really ever comes of it.
We had a mild afternoon across central Kansas Thursday. High temperature was 69 yesterday. Normal high is 71.
How about that? Beautiful day.
Beautiful day and beautiful weekend ahead. All right.
Like it.
7:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. It's time for Sports with Ted Woodward, where he's going to tell us about the pro football draft, which is going to go for about a week and a half, right, Ted?
No, just a couple more days.
Just a couple of more days.
We got round one started last night down in Arlington, Texas. The Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, did not have a first-round pick, so they were not part of the festivities last night. But the Chiefs will really delve into it with 8 draft picks during the next 2 days. Rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft are this evening in Arlington, Texas. And then rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7 will take place all day Saturday down in Arlington. That'll wrap it up. The Chiefs have a second-round pick. That'll be the first time the Chiefs draft tonight, number 54 overall pick. Then the Chiefs have a couple picks in the third round. One of those they got in a trade with the Washington Redskins for quarterback Alex Smith. Chiefs also have a couple of fourth-round picks, one in the sixth round, and then 2 more in the seventh round. This is the first draft at the helm for Chiefs general manager Brett Veach. The Chiefs will look to stock up on some players the next couple of days out of the college ranks. College baseball this weekend for 30th-ranked Wichita State. The Shockers are in Orlando taking on Central Florida. Shocks have never met Central Florida in baseball action. Now they're members of the conference together. These teams are right next to each other in the standings. Central Florida in 7th place, the Shockers in 8th place. So the Shockers will try to get wins and jump over Central Florida in the standings. Shocks are a game and a half behind Central Florida in the American standings. Here's Shocker head coach Todd Butler.
My word right now is finishing this season out, regular season, and these guys getting hot with the warm weather. We're going to Orlando. That's going to be fun. It's going to be hot down there, and I like this conference a lot.
Mike Kennedy and Shane Dennis will have live coverage of Shocker baseball, 5:30 p.m. today, 5:30 tomorrow, noon on Sunday. All those games are live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Major League Baseball last night up in Kansas City as the Royals lose at home again to the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox hit 5 home runs and beat the Royals 6-3. Royals left 11 runners on base, only 2 for 15 yesterday at the plate with runners in scoring position. The Royals are now 1-10 in their 11 home games this season. That is the worst mark in Major League Baseball. The Royals and the White Sox meet 4 more times this weekend. 7:15 tonight, a split doubleheader tomorrow, afternoon game and a night game, and then at Sunday afternoon. All those Royals games are live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Indoor football tomorrow night on the road for the Wichita Force, visiting the Amarillo Venom, two of the top 3 teams in the South Division. Wichita is just behind Amarillo in the standings, want to move up. Back-to-back wins, the Force are coming off of, are trying to get the 3-game winning streak. Sean Boston will have the call for Force football from Amarillo, and that will be after Shocker baseball Saturday night. Listen live, listen right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And a couple of birthdays today to my baby brother Ned, celebrating a birthday today. Tomorrow, Ned is turning 45 tomorrow.
Yeah, he's a baby, all right.
Happy birthday, Ned. And former Kansas City Chiefs coach Herm Edwards is 64 years old today.
All right. Happy birthday.
And one of our co-workers, David Turner.
Turns!
Celebrating a birthday today.
Well, I wonder if that means his wife is going to make some of those great cookies she makes.
That's a distinct possibility.
Yeah, that would be great. And we like Dave, but we like his wife's cookies better than,
well,
you know.
It's all in the win column right there. So, yeah, happy birthday to David Turner and my brother Ned this weekend. Yeah, there you go. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Coming up, May 24th at Intrust Bank Arena, James Taylor in concert. I got another pair of tickets, Ted. What do you think about that?
Nice. 869-1330.
Give us a call right now if you'd like to go to the concert, courtesy of Steve and Ted. The James Taylor concert.
Very nice. Call now.
722. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. More dire global warming warnings. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
To another.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.